How many's glad you're saved here tonight?
Amen.
Ain't God good?
Yes.
He is so precious to us. He's better to us than we are him. How many times have you ever failed and had God to reach right down to you and help you right back up? Sometimes the enemy says, I got you. You ain't going nowhere. Sometimes he kicks your legs right out from under you and just knocks you down. If he'd done it 70 times 7 in one day, I know a Savior right there to catch you and pull you right back up. Glory to God. Man, he's real. He is real. Holy Lord, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, when I fall. I shall arise. I tell you what, the disgrace of it all is a staying down and not getting up and fighting. But this is worth fighting for. I took a hold of it a long time ago. I've been buffeted, I've been hit, I've been tempted, I've been tried, and the devil's knocked me down. But there's something right in my heart, Sister Sheila. I feel like pressing right on and going on with Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I wished I had a clay pitcher here tonight, but I was thinking a while ago, if you had a clay pitcher right here. And that's what the devil wants to do to people. You're a vessel. God's got a lot invested in you. He's got a great price paid for every one of you, and that's the blood of his son, Jesus. But if you had a clay pot right here, and somebody with an evil mind would come up, now, I don't see any use in that vessel. I don't want it here in this church. And just push it and let it fall to the floor and break into a thousand pieces. That's exactly what the devil would like to do. Every time that you go to do good, Paul said, I found a law that every time I make a step forward to do good and head toward the Lord, I find a law that there's another presence of fighting me, another spirit that is coming against me and wanting to stop me and take me down. I tell you, we're living in a time that we need our heart to say, God, I want to love you with everything in me, Lord. Hallelujah. Heaven's going to be worth the journey. Can you give him a wave offering tonight? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you might be like that vessel tonight that I talked about, and the devil pushed you off and you're broken into a thousand pieces. But I'm telling you, he still loves every piece, and he knows how to put the pieces all the way back together and make you beautiful again. Hallelujah to God. Ain't you glad of the mercies of the Lord that reaches further down than we could ever reach up? Ain't you glad of that? Ain't you glad that that precious blood of Christ, hallelujah, it still cleanses and it still washes. Hallelujah, there's still hope in God tonight. Hallelujah to the Lord. I'm telling you, God can take that vessel right in his hands, and he can take it right back into the potter's house and put it right back up on the wheel and begin to spin the wheel again and apply that water of the Spirit of life upon that vessel, and it begins to get tender, and it begins to get moist, and it begins to get soft in the hands of Almighty God. That poor man in the beginning in the Garden of Eden, that same hand knows how to form you again and put you back together and make a beautiful vessel out of you. I'm telling you, when the Lord gets done with you and I'm working in your mind and in your heart and in your soul, he can make something beautiful out of your life. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. The devil ain't got me, and I ain't going to let him get me. He can push me down and he can knock me over, but I'm in the potter's hand. I'm in God's hand, and the devil don't like it. He don't want you to serve God, but there's a mighty power. Hallelujah. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and you can make it, and you can serve God.
Yay. Lord, I prayed this through today at the house. I had the tears flowing down the side of my face. I'm telling you, the devil like to run you right out them doors and keep you. But I'm telling you, there's a power of the Holy Ghost. It still draws. And God still loves. And He still hope for you. Give Him a way forward. You might be up against it tonight. And the devil's a telling you. And he's a lying to you. But Jesus is saying, I still love you. I know you. I know when you're down. And I can pick you up. I can restore you. He knows how. I said He knows how to restore the vessel. Hallelujah. Can I introduce you to this friend of mine? He hangs at the stars and tells them in the sky. He's alive in the house. We need to let the Holy Ghost move and have His way.
Jesus.
Jeremiah 29:11. I got to deal with this. Stay with me. How many's going to stay with me? God is a saying in Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all of your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity. Hallelujah. What's the Lord is saying tonight? Stay with me for a little while. God's a saying, I'm a thinking about you. You are in my heart and you are in my thoughts day and night. Day and night that comes or be too dark for the Lord, He knows where you're at and He thinks about you. You're in His heart tonight. He said, I care about you more than you could ever realize. My lofty eyes are upon you. Hallelujah. I tell you tonight, the devil wants to have you. He wants to pull you away from God and His love. And God's just saying, the enemy of your soul also has a plan for you. He wants to wreck you and ruin your life. The devil wants to take you down and to mar you and scar you. The devil does not want you to have peace in your mind and in your heart. We're living in a time that there's no peace. I tell you why people don't have any hope. They're living in despair. They're looking all around them and everything's going down. And even in their family, there's all kind of trouble. But Brother Jason, I'm glad that God knows how, and He knows when, and He can reach right down in the pit of despair and bring you out of the pit and lift you up into His divine presence. Hallelujah, there ain't no hope in anything else. But Jesus, there's hope in Him. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Woo! Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Don't let the devil get a finger on you. Don't let him put his ungodly fingerprints in your mind. There's hope in Jesus tonight.
Glory. Hallelujah.
True, Lord. Listen now.
Yes.
The devil, he'll strip you of happiness. He'll use every means of this evil world around you to get you down and get you depressed.
Right.
You ever fight depression? I know when God gives me something.
Come on. Praise
the Lord. Feel like sometimes your life ain't worth living?
Come on.
Are you here tonight?
Come on.
To you that utter the sound of my voice tonight, don't ever forget This world has nothing to offer you but heartaches and trouble. If you had all of this world and everything that it had to offer, without Jesus, you're still empty. You're still void on the inside. We live in a depressed society. Can you say amen? People are up against it. They're not happy. They're giving up on life. Depression is affecting both the young and the old. It's so bad that they don't even want to live. They feel that their life is vain and hopeless. There's something missing way down deep inside of their heart. There's no real satisfaction. No matter what they do, no matter what they try, no matter what they obtain, hallelujah, the emptiness and the void is still on the inside. Can I tell you, when you seek God with all of your heart, He said, I'll be found of you. I'm telling you, I came to Him with my life wrecked, with drugs and alcohol. I had nothing to offer God. I was broken, miserable, in despair and depression, and the devil said, take your life. Nobody loves you. Nobody cares about you. And with all of the trouble in my life, I made my way up and I knelt in an old altar of prayer, and then on bended knees, I said, God, help me. I've went as far as I can go, and I can't even go any farther. And there was a big head, and the eyes of God looked at me, and I was in His heart and in His mind, and He reached right down further than I could ever reach it, and He took me, hallelujah, to His arms of mercy, and He loved me, and He washed me, and He forgave me, He cleansed me, and He set me free, hallelujah. God did it for me. He can do it for you. You're here tonight and you need the Lord's touch. You need His Spirit. Raise it on my hand right now. Hallelujah. Woo! Lord, I need you. Lord, I need your help. Lord, I need your touch. I need peace. Come on, how long has it been since you had peace flowing like a river down deep inside of your soul? How long has it been? Hallelujah. Oh,
Jesus. Come on.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Praise
your name. Glory.
Hang on.
Holy
Jesus.
Oh, the hopelessness.
Come on.
That's the picture of our society, wouldn't you agree?
Right, yes. Right. Yeah. Come on.
I don't know if a home one ain't got some kind of a problem. Her family, worries, yes, and troubles. And you see it. It's a pressing time.
Yes.
Like a heavy blanket over our society. And if you don't have God, that pressure can get inside of your soul.
Yes.
And you just more or less, you go physically. You go. You're on the move, doing and going. But you're lifeless.
Come on. Come on.
You're lifeless.
Come on. Yes.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Oh, my. Holy, holy, yes, holy Lord. Oh, God.
Put them on life support, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Listen.
Oh, Jesus.
The picture of our society, suicide, yes, I said it,
yes,
is on a sharp increase.
Come on.
Suicide has increased 56% among young people. My God. My God. It's hard to face the future, ain't it? And your problems.
Come on.
When you feel hopeless,
come on,
and have no real peace, look, it's all around you. Another one has given up.
Right.
Come on.
Another one. I feel chills running all the way down the side of my face. Another one would go to bed tonight and take a whole bottle of pills. Why? Why live? Another will reach in a drawer and pull it out,
pulled out a loaded gun. I don't know if this tears you up or not, but my heart is broken, and it broke in half today. A man right into my own neighborhood. Back trouble. Pain. The doctors couldn't help him. He caught his family gone and went and got a loaded, I think it's a 357. It was one of the big calibers. He sent his wife to the store. She said, I don't need anything. Yeah, I want you to go get this for me. Well, you don't need it. You don't want it. Want that. Go to the store and get it. The kids was gone. She went. He went in the hallway there right before the bathroom. I took the free 357 right here. My neighbor. I handed him tracks and witnessed to him. Gone. He's gone into eternity. The Golden Gate Bridge of California. They've had to put a safety net underneath of it for when people lose hope and in despair. I know where I'm at tonight. To catch another soul that don't want to live, and the nets catch them, and they had to get them out of the nets. And it makes you wonder what the thoughts are that goes through people's mind at that last little few minutes when they plan to take their life. I tried. I said, God, put me in their shoes and let me feel what they're feeling. And there's a voice that says, just do it. Just do it. What's the use? What's the use fighting anymore? And you go toward that brink to take your life. And there's another voice of pulling and saying, I'll give you hope. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, yes, to give you an expected end. I want you to have a good ending if you'll come to me. Raise your little hand right to him right now, right now, right now, right now. Holy, 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 holy Lord. Holy. There's hope in him. There's hope in him. I'm telling you, sometimes we hate our own self. We have low self-esteem images of our own self. We think we ain't worthy. We think God loves others more than He does us. But God loves you with an everlasting love. That same blood that washed me is that same blood that was shed for you. There's hope in God. I don't care who you are. God wants to touch you. God wants to help you. God wants to put His peace inside of you. How long has it been since you felt at peace with your own self? Give Him a wave, my friend. Oh, devil, I know Jesus loves me. Tell Him tonight. I know that Jesus loves me. He has a purpose for me. He loves me just as much as He loves anybody else. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, sometimes we give up on people. And sometimes we have those thoughts. There ain't no hope for them. And they went this way for years. But I'm not telling you, if he's 100 years old tonight, I know a nail shot head that still reaches to you, God. The Lord don't want to see another Brother Jason go out into eternity lost. Oh, Lord, no, no, no. Oh, Lord, it's all around you. It's all around you. Hallelujah. People are running to and fro. They're going and coming. They spend most of their lives wandering from one thing to another, looking for meaning, real purpose, and they come up empty. Have you ever hit a dead end? Have you ever hit a dead end in your family with the troubles? It's time now to run to God. Run to the cross of Jesus. Run to the Savior that has out
outstretched arms. Can I tell you tonight, he's still saved and he still heals. And with true joy, he does feel. He mends the broken in heart and he sets the captives free and he opens up prison doors and brings people out. Hallelujah. David of old in Psalms, he said, my soul is in prison. You don't have to be locked up in the Boyd County Jail down here behind steel bars. But I'm telling you, those people tonight, they're all around you, and the prison that they got is inside of their soul, and they can't break out. Hallelujah. But I tell you, you can come out of it. I said you can come out of it. There ain't a bar too big for God to break, and they ain't no chains that can hold you in your soul. Jesus still sets captives free. Give him a wave offering. Give him a wave offering. Yes, Lord, there's hope for me. No matter how many years, dear God, there's still hope.
Pray. Holy God. I'll tell you why God sends messages like this. You don't always hear them. People are fighting battles, buddy. People are fighting for their life. And the devil gets you out there far enough away from God, he can tell you to pull the trigger. Come on now. Hey, God, don't drift too far from the shore. Don't drift too far. There's still hope. There's still cleansing. There's still deliverance. Hey, God, holy, holy. Reach to him right now. Reach to him right now. I feel the Lord in the building. He's here. Holy God, the shepherd is here. I said the good shepherd is here. Woo! Hallelujah. Jesus had a set of keys. I said Jesus has a set of keys. Well, hallelujah. I'm telling you, he knows how to unlock that cell door and bring you out of it. Praise be to the Lord forever. I don't have to stay in here. I don't have to stay depressed. I don't have to be in despair. I'm on Jesus. Hallelujah. Unlock my cell door and let me walk out of here. Hey, hallelujah. You can walk out. I said you can walk out tonight. And the only way that you can do it is to know that Jesus loves you beyond a shadow of a doubt, and you can step out and say, I'm coming to him for a cleansing and for help. Hallelujah. He will not turn me away. Hallelujah.
America now has the highest rates of addiction. People are giving up at an alarming rate. Our society's broken. Are you here tonight? If I had that vessel right here, just push it over. It's amazing what the devil does. He pushes you every chance he can get. Knocks you down. I tell you, my heart's broken. I don't know about you guys. My heart's broken. Our youth, our little ones. Son, there's hope. You know it. Even the youth. Oh God. The aged, the old, fighting, spirits, fighting. Oh God. Somebody can reach right down there. You see, there's something about falling at Jesus' feet. They no sweeter place to fall than when you fall broken. I'm broken, Lord. I went as far as I can go. That's what I told God that night. I got saved. I said, God, I went as far as I can go. I can't go no farther. If you'll help me, I'll serve you. I fell at his feet, Brother Jason. Broken with nothing to offer him. And he picked up the pieces of my life. Oh, Lord. And he put them, every one, tenderly back where they ought to be. Oh, Lord Jesus. Raise your little hand to him right now. Oh, Jesus, put me back together, God. Put me together. Make something beautiful out of me. Make me a praise, God.
You want to come? Oh, Lord, have mercy. No ways nigh have I got through this message. No way I got pages upon pages. Oh, God. But your answer tonight is Jesus. He helped me. And he will help you. Brother Rick, we took him, Brother Rick back there, we took him down to baptize him. You remember what you told me. River had been up and there was debris, you know, how big storms comes and muddy water. We was getting ready to take Brother Rick out there and baptize him, put him under. How many years has that been?
Well, it'll be 10 years, July 19th.
My goodness. Get ready to take him out there, Brother Steve. Here comes some debris down through there in an old, dead, dirty log half submerged. He said, you know what? He said, I could be like that old, dirty driftwood. Those old, muddy waters just carrying me right on down the river. He said, but oh, I'm so glad Jesus saved my soul.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God.
I'm so glad. You don't have to drift any farther tonight. You sure don't. You can have hope. Would you stand with me? Would you stand with me? There's hope for you in your battles. Hope for you in your trials. My Jesus loves you. Won't you tonight, just whatever your troubles are, come to the Lord. He's waiting on you. He said, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, give you an expected end. What he's saying, I want you to have a real good ending. I want you in heaven with me. Don't give up. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray. Let's ask God. There's people suffering all around us. They're right up and down this street. The little girl didn't want to live. I guess she took an overdose. Paramedics had to work on her to bring her back.
This old house,
oh God,
was great.
Come on, come on. There's still hope. God still loves you. God still cares. Come on, everybody in this house, God is a reaching to you. Not one is left out. Hallelujah. God, move. Your answer is Jesus. Call on him right now. Young and old. God is your answer. Only he can feel that longing in your soul. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise God. Praise God.
Please
put me back together, Jesus. Tell him, whatever your need is tonight, tell him. Tell him, come on. He loves you. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus loves you. He loves you. Praise God. Loves you, sissy. God bless your heart. Can I hug you?
Only you have.
Thank you.